Welcome to the Slapshot Scotland podcast. I'm Craig Anderson. Fife Flyers, like everyone else in the Elite League, have been building their team for the new season. And while Scottish rivals Brayhead Clan, Dundee Stars and Edinburgh Capitals are into double figures with their squads, Flyers have confirmed seven names so far. That will increase, of course, as we get nearer the season. And with the more influential players having left, including Ned Lukasiewicz, Matt Nickerson, Kevin Regan and Bobby Chaumont, much rebuilding is needed in Kirkcaldy for next season. Of the aforementioned seven names coach Todd Duttiam has brought in, two of them will be the new faces to the passionate fans. Ryan Dingle and Michael Dorr will don Flyers jerseys for 2015-16, and fans will be keenly anticipating the impact they'll make in the cauldron of Fife Ice Arena. Dorr, the newest of the new faces arriving in Scotland so far, will be especially enthusiastic about getting off to a good start after an injury-plagued campaign that curtailed his progress with ECHL side Rapid City Rush and Wichita Thunder last season. To tell us about his route to Scotland and how he envisages his career in Kirkcaldy going, I'm delighted to say Michael Dorr joins us on the Slapshot Scotland podcast. Well, hi, Michael. Thanks very much for joining me on the Slapshot Scotland podcast. The first question, Fife is going to be your destination for the new season. What attracted you to come to Scotland?
Well, I love travelling. I like to see different areas of the world. And I guess the UK, Scotland particularly, it's a place that I've never been. So I'm very excited to get to a new place in the world. And then, obviously, hockey, being able to play hockey while traveling is just a perk on top of that. So I'm excited to get the season underway and start a new experience in a new area of the world that I haven't been.
Now, I was reading your interview with Matthew Elder of the Fife Free Press last week about your injury problems you've had in recent years, particularly last season, of course. How mentally tough is it having to sit out game after game and be reduced to being nothing more than a spectator?
Yeah, I mean, that's always tough. But it gives you a different perspective. Sitting out at the last season, give me a different perspective. You get to see the game in a different way, I suppose. Appreciate a little bit more once you get back in the lineup. It's nice to be in the lineup versus walking it. So injuries are obviously always tough, but this summer, off-season, I've been doing nothing but training, and I work on the side. I try to skate three times a week just to keep myself sharp and in tune. Maybe once, like 3 weeks prior to me coming over, I might have bumped that up, you know, four or five times a week just to get my legs going again. But injuries are never easy, and you just got to prepare yourself to be better when you come back. So that's exactly what I'm trying to do.
Now, I believe it was an ankle injury that you suffered, and I know from people that have suffered something similar, they can be tricky things to overcome. So how important is it that you don't do too much too soon and risk aggravating it, not to mention that the kind of mental side of it as well, where you worry about hurting it again?
Yeah, I just follow what the doctor's telling me. It is a tricky surgery because there is chances to damage nerves just because what I had done was on a nerve, and it's the ankle, which is a crucial part for hockey or in your skate. So I just followed all the doctor's orders, when I could start walking to be off my crutches, when I can start rehab and actually gaining strength back in my ankle, and then when I could finally put my foot in a skate and start skating. It's a progression that you just got to listen to what the doctor's telling you. And mentally, I mean, for sure it's tough, but I committed to doing the surgery just because it needed to be done. And that's, I think, you know, when you commit to it mentally, it's easier for you then to go through the rehab and rehabilitation because you've already committed to that long process of, you know, 3, 4, 5 months of building back up to where it needs to be. So I'm doing what I can right now. Everything is 100% healed, and I've been skating now for quite some time. And ankles seems to be doing just fine, and the strength is there.
Now, I also read, it was an interview with the Flyers coach, Todd Duteum, who revealed that Jordan Fulton, a Fife player for the last 2 years, had kind of recommended you, I think, for want of a better expression. Now, I believe you guys played against each other when you were at Minnesota at the university. So, you know, usually when you hear these recommendations, it comes from guys that have played with each other rather than played against. Does that make it a bigger compliment, if you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've never actually played on a team with Jordan, like you mentioned, but growing up in Minnesota, it's a hockey community. It's the state of hockey. The community is so tightly knitted, and everyone knows everybody. My parents and my parents grew up together. I wouldn't necessarily say that they're friends, but I've been acclimated with the Fulton family for quite some time. Playing against him, and he's got, I think, 3 other brothers. I have 2 other brothers, so like our family's paths cross a lot in the time that I've grown up playing hockey. So I've known Jordan for some years, but like you said, it is strange that it's a player against versus somebody that you've played with. So I just thank Jordan for giving me the word of mouth and the recommendation, because obviously, now I'm heading to Fife, and a new experience, and something that I get to take on and excited about.
So with that in mind, we don't know what the future holds for Jordan Fulton at this moment in time. We don't know where he's going to be next season. Would you like to be in the team with Jordan Fulton next year if he was to commit to Fife for another year?
Oh, absolutely. Being at Duluth, he had a great career there. I think he won a national championship. He's had 3 great years of professional hockey. I think 2 of them were in Fife. I put up numbers. Like you said, I've never played with him, so I don't know how our chemistry would work, but knowing that we are friends, our families are friends, I can only assume that we would have that type of click, just because we know each other, are friends with each other. That seems to follow from off the ice onto the ice. So if Jordan had the opportunity to play for Fife again, I would absolutely be all for it. Excited to play with him and be with him. It'd be kind of nice, actually, in a way, since he knows the town, knows the people. He could maybe help me out in introducing me to the right people and helping me, show me around town, if you will.
Now, well, we know that fellow players can do sort of recruiting for the coach, in a manner of speaking, much like what Jordan did for you with Todd Duteum. What sort of information do you build for a potential move? Who do you speak to about a league or a team?
I speak to people that have played in the league. The first thing I wanted to know is what kind of league it is. Is it going to fit my style of play? I've heard it's more of a physical style of play, but it's an Olympic-sized sheet of ice. So that's the type of information I'd like to find out. You know, it's all online, but just from a player that's played in the league, they can give you a little bit more of a feel as to how the flow of the game is, what type of game it's going to be. So knowing what I know now, it is a little bit more physical, but you got the big sheet. The fans are obviously awesome throughout the league. You got the facilities that you play in. You're seeing 3 different countries. And I don't know, that type of stuff interests me. I'm a fast player. The big sheet ice is what I need. The physicality, I mean, I've never necessarily been a hitter or that type. Obviously, it's part of the game, and I deal with it. But the fast plays, fast pace, and me being able to use my speed, I think, is a big asset. That the one thing that I like to look for, and what type of league it is.
Good. So I have to ask then, I noticed that Nikita Kashirsky was one of your teammates last season. He played for Dundee Stars the season before. Did he have any input in helping you decide to come to Scotland?
I did talk to him, actually, about the UK league in my stint in Wichita, and he had nothing but good things to say about the league. Obviously, him being a part of Wichita, you know, he was trying to draw me into playing in the ECHL in Wichita again, but a friend, a teammate, you're always going to be honest with one another, and he said, if you go down that path and you need help, feel free to throw my name out there and he'll put in a good word or whatever. So everyone helps. The hockey community, if you got an old teammate, everyone you can kind of gather information from, and if you need, you know, direction or help in asking questions, they're always going to be there to help you.
That's good. So what sort of role does Todd Dutiam have in mind for you when you do come to Fife? Have you spoken about this yet?
We have not, but just my track record, I think I read an article online. They're expecting me to be one of their goal scorers. I have similar numbers to what I had in my first 2 years in Germany, and that's the expectation I'm going to hold for myself. I've always kind of been the point getter and an energetic, enthusiastic player on the ice. I want to be a threat out there every shift. So if I hold the expectation for myself, I think that they're going to also hold that expectation for me. And I just hope that I can live up to that expectation, if not more, and help Fife to a successful year.
So how important is it for you personally to make a positive impact, considering your injury problems you had last year? You get a few games under your belt, perhaps get a few points. That would certainly give you a huge boost, wouldn't it?
For sure it would be. I think an important part of each season is the first 5 games. You kind of get a feel for where everyone else stands in the team. And I like to try to get a good start on the season. I did that in my first 2 years in Germany. And then you just keep the ball rolling. So if you can, you know, put up a few points in the first couple games and get the confidence level up, I think that has extreme mental aspect of it that will just increase your confidence and be able to perform at a higher level for the remainder of the season.
Now, you said earlier on one of the reasons you've decided to come to Scotland is you like to travel, you like to see different places. So have you earmarked places you'd like to visit when you come to Scotland?
I have. I think the number one on my list is I love golfing. I want to, at one point or another, I want to golf St. Andrews. And I don't know how difficult that is, but if I can get out on the golf course, I guess anywhere, if there's places in town. I know St. Andrews is a little bit of a hike, but St. Andrews is on my list. I want to try to golf St. Andrews.
It's amazing the amount of guys that say that. It really is.
Yeah, I bet.
Now, finally, Fife Flyers have a very passionate following. I've no doubt you've been briefed on what to expect when you do get here eventually. Does that element of the move excite you for coming here?
Absolutely. The Twitter account, I think I went from just under 300 followers and I'm just maybe close to 900 in less than a week. So that is exciting to see. The fans obviously are in tune with what's going on with their club, and that excites me because there's nothing better to play in front of fans that are going to be honest with the players and loud and supportive at the same time. So being able to play in front of fans that do that only gives us more energy once we're on the ice, so I'm looking forward to that opportunity.
Michael Dorr of the Fife Flyers looking ahead to what lies ahead for him when he joins the Kirkcaldy club later in the year. As always, I'm keen to hear your thoughts on what you've heard from this interview, so feel free to get involved on the Slapshot Scotland Facebook page or follow me on Twitter at Slapshot Scott. You can subscribe and download this podcast from iTunes, and don't forget there's the website www.slapshotscotland.wordpress.com as well. That's all from me. Thanks for downloading and listening, and thank you again to Michael Dorr for taking the time to talk to me. I'm Craig Anderson. I'll be back with another show very soon. Bye for now.